Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwala. Today's Friday, the 19th of April, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a negative note given the signals from the GIFT Nifty trends, weak Asian peers, and sliding down futures. The GIFT Nifty currently shows that the index is trading over 280 points lower at around 21,850 levels, which indicates a poor start for the local equity markets. The slide in GIFT Nifty and Asian indices comes as unconfirmed reports state that Israel has launched a strike on Iran. On Thursday, the Nifty and Sensex extended their losses for the fourth consecutive session. After opening in the green, the benchmarks paired their losses to settle in the red. All the sectoral indices, barring the Nifty Media Index, settled in the red. The domestic benchmarks extended losses amid mixed sentiments emerging from the escalating geopolitical tensions in the Middle East and as hopes of a U.S. rate cut waned. Investors are adapting to prolonged higher U.S. interest rates due to strength in the labor market and progress in inflation so far. The broader market has also witnessed profit booking, led by weakness in heavyweight sectors such as banking and FMCG. Meanwhile, investors will closely monitor Q4 outcomes for further directions. Analysts expect that stock-specific action is likely to take place as the earnings season accelerates, as volatility across sectors is further adding to traders' woes. Some experts suggested limiting positions and waiting for clarity before making further trades. The key support level for the Nifty 50 index is placed around 21,900 levels, while life highs of 22,800 will remain the key resistance. Turning towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today, Infosys recorded a consolidated profit at 7,969 crore for the quarter ended March. The profit grew 30.5% over the previous quarter, but this was driven by income tax refund. Overall earnings missed analysts' expectations. Street darling Bajaj Auto reported standalone net profit at 1,936 crore for the March quarter, growing sharply by 35% on year. The auto major also declared a dividend of Rs 80 per share. ICICI's profit came above expectations, growing over 100% on year to around 537 crore levels. The firm also recorded a strong top line as well as operating performance. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Following the news of explosions in Iran, Dow futures slid over 400 points. On Thursday, all three US major stock indices wavered through the session, with the weakness in the chip sector weighing down the Nasdaq index. The Dow Jones Industrial Average settled flat, 0.06% higher, while the S&P 500 lost 0.22%, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq index dropped 0.52%. On Friday, oil prices jumped $3 per barrel in reaction to unconfirmed reports on X that explosions had occurred in Iran, sparking concerns that the Middle East oil supply could be disrupted. Late on Thursday, the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield gained to hover around 4.362% levels. The dollar index rose 0.19%, while the euro slipped a bit. Looking at Asia-Pacific markets, the Asian indices traded on a negative note. The Asian markets were trading with sharp cuts, with Japan's Nikkei 225 crashing 3%, Hong Kong's Hang Seng index tanked 1.7%, while South Korea's Kospi fell 2.4% in trade. In the Voice of the Day segment, we have Puneet Sharma, CEO at Whitespace Alpha, sharing his outlook and the earnings season up ahead. Let's have a listen.
With national elections kickstarting, clubbed with the earnings season of Q4 2024, I will expect a greater than usual movement in individual stocks and indices over the next month and a half. I will go sector-wise and share some of our insights. We expect revenue and EBIT margins for IT companies to remain under pressure. As recent results of Infosys also indicated, the industry is facing challenges due to a lower discretionary spending and challenging industry landscape. The reduction in headcount of many of the IT companies is also an indication of the environment that faces these companies. That said, companies investing in AI and evolving their business models should benefit once the industry sees a revival. For the banking sector, we expect the asset quality to remain stable, with higher offtake for personal loans boosting earnings. Further, We expect a credit growth of about 16% with increased private capital expenditure leading to improved corporate lending. For the automobile companies, we expect a demand growth for commercial vehicles in FY25 to moderate for domestic as well as for export sales. This is primarily on account of medium-term uncertainty in CapEx planning as well as the high base of the preceding year. For passenger vehicles, we expect the segment to benefit from rural demand kicking in and spurring the growth in the sector. Bajaj Auto has been the darling of auto stocks in the past year, and the 26% growth in sales and profits gives reasons for investors to keep faith in the stock. However, this growth has already been priced in over the last year and might not deliver strong investor growth in the short term. For FMCG sector, volume growth remains a challenge with rural demand continuing to lag. We expect single-digit growth for most categories with the sector in the current quarter. However, with the withdrawal of El Nino weather patterns and expectation of an above-normal monsoon season, we expect demand to be back on track by the second half of the financial year. With respect to the oil and gas sector, India's oil consumption has increased by 4.6% in the current year, leading to continued dependence on imports. Geopolitical tensions in the Middle East have kept the prices of crude high, and coupled with oil marketing companies keeping retail prices stable owing to national elections, this will lead to reduction in margins for the companies. Therefore, we expect the sector to continue to lag in FY25. We expect Q4 to be a steady quarter for the telecom sector. Tariff hikes in FY25 will lead to some margin improvement for the sector going ahead. However, eyes will be on Vodafone Idea and how it continues to keep its head above water after the capital infusion post the 18,000 crore proposed FPO. Overall, investors can benefit by going bullish on banking and telecom, but at the same time protecting their downside due to increased volatility by taking position in index derivatives and using stop losses at individual stock levels.
That's all from us today. Thank you for listening and stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates.